Chapter 10. I stared at my reflections as horrifying thoughts swept over me. Had the boys really disappeared? Had they fallen into some kind of trap? Were they lost in the maze of glass and mirrors? Horrorland was too scary, I decided. It was fun to be scared, but it was too hard to tell whether the scares here were for fun or for real. Were there dangers in this place? Or was it all a big, scary joke? Luke! Clay! I called to them in a trembling voice, turning all around, searching for an exit. Silence. Then I heard a muffled giggle. Then I heard whispering voices, nearby. Another giggle, louder this time. Luke's giggle. They had been playing a little joke on me. Hey, you're not funny! I screamed angrily. Really, not funny! I could hear them both burst out laughing.
Come and find us, Lizzie, Luke called. What's taking you so long? Clay added.
More giggling. It seemed to come from just up ahead. Sliding my hands along the mirrors, I followed the hallway around to the right. I had to duck my head to slip through a narrow opening between the mirrors. I found myself in another small room, surrounded by mirrors above and below and on all sides. The mirrors were tilted at strange angles, so that my reflections appeared to bounce off each other as I moved.
Where are you? Am I getting closer? I called.
The light grew dim as I made my way through this room. My reflections darkened. The shadows grew longer.
We can't see you, Clay called.
Hurry up,
Luke shouted impatiently.
I'm going as fast as I can, I screamed. Just don't move, okay? Stay in one place.
We are,
Luke called back.
How will we ever get out of here?
I heard Clay ask him in a low voice.
Ow!
I bumped my head again on a section of clear glass. I pounded my fist angrily on the glass. This wasn't any fun, I decided. It was too painful.
Hurry up,
Luke called from somewhere nearby.
It's boring waiting here for you.
I'm coming, I muttered, rubbing my poor, aching forehead. I turned a corner and stepped into a wider room. No mirrors here. The walls were all glass. I stopped to gaze around, and there was Luke.
Finally, he cried. Why couldn't you find us?
I kept hitting my head, I told him. Let's get out of here. Where's Clay?
Huh?
Luke's mouth dropped open in surprise. He spun around, searching for his friend.
He was standing right here, he said.
Luke, I'm in no mood for any more dumb jokes, I said sharply.
Clay, where are you hiding?
I'm not hiding. I'm over here, Clay called.
I took a few steps closer to my brother, and Clay came into view. He was standing in deep shadows behind a glass wall, his hands pressed against the pane.
How'd you get over there? Luke asked Clay.
Clay shrugged.
I can't find a way out.
I moved toward my brother, then stopped. I suddenly realized that he was behind a wall of glass. Luke and I were in different rooms.
Hey, where's the opening? I asked him.
Luke glanced around.
What do you mean, Lizzie?
You and I were not in the same room, I replied.
I walked up to the glass wall and tapped on it with my fist.
Huh?
Luke's face filled with surprise. He made his way over to me. Then he tapped on his side of the glass, as if making sure it really did exist.
How'd that get there?
He murmured. Clay started moving around his room, sliding his hands along the panes of glass, searching for the opening.
Stand right there, I told Luke. I'll find a way into your room.
I followed Clay's example. I moved slowly around the room, keeping a hand pressed against the glass. The light was dim. My shadow fell over the glass as I walked. I could see my face reflected darkly in the glass. My eyes stared back at me, dark and desperate. Before I realized it, I had made a complete circle. I was back where I had started, and there was no opening, no doorway, no way out.
"Hey, I'm trapped in here,"
Clay called shrilly. "So am I," I told him.
"There's got to be an opening," Luke said. "How did we get in?"
"You're right," I replied fretfully. "We should be able to get out the way we came in." I began to search along the walls again, moving quickly. My heart began to pound. I had a fluttering feeling in my chest. There had to be a way out. There had to be. Luke pounded hard on the glass. In the other room, I could see Clay jogging frantically around his room, pushing on the walls as he moved. I went all the way around twice, then stopped. There was no way out.
I'm trapped, I stammered. It's like a box, a glass box.
We're all trapped, Clay cried.
Luke was still pounding frantically on the glass with his fists.
Luke, stop, I cried shrilly. That isn't helping.
He lowered his fists to his sides.
This is ridiculous, he muttered. There's got to be a way out.
Maybe there's a trap door or something, I suggested. I began to search the mirrored floor. It was too dark to see well. The floor appeared solid to me. I returned to the glass wall. This isn't much fun, I said glumly. Luke and Clay nodded. I could see they were both really frightened. So was I. But I decided I was 2 years older than them, so I had to try to be the brave one. I wasn't feeling very brave, though. Uttering a worried sigh, I leaned against the wall that separated Luke and me. And as I leaned, the wall started to move. I jumped back with a sharp cry. The wall was sliding toward me, closing in on me. I took another step back. Glancing around frantically, I saw that all the walls were sliding in.
Luke, I cried.
I turned to see him backing up too.
The walls,
Clay called.
Help me! They're sliding in on me too, Luke screamed. Each room must have its own glass walls.
All three of us were trapped. With a desperate groan, I threw myself against one of the walls and tried to push it back. But I couldn't stop it. The box was closing in, growing smaller.
Smaller! We're going to be crushed, I cried.